With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Environmental advocates and political leaders across Montana are pushing for full funding of the Land and Water Conservation Fund at $900 million, an amount the country hasn't been close to since 1998. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump permanently reauthorized the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses tax revenue from offshore drilling projects to fund city parks, baseball fields, and tennis courts, among other things. Cities like Missoula encourage the fund's reauthorization. Now local governments are sending letters and passing resolutions urging Congress for full funding. The Billings City Council passed a resolution just last week. Billings City Councilwoman Penny Ronning says the resolution is a form of government-to-government communication.
It's important that municipal government elected officials are working and coordinating and encouraging all the other elected officials along those same lines of government in those parallel governments, whether it's county or federal, because we do work together. We just work in different ways.
Congress hasn't approved the LWCF for more than $450 million in the last decade. But communities like Whitefish, Bighorn County, and Billings are still pushing for the $900 million of full funding. This year, a tennis court in Billings received about $250,000 in LWCF money for reconstruction. Brad Knutson with Billings Parks and Recreation stands under a pavilion by the gated tennis court. He says this court had deteriorated so badly that the city closed it in 2018.
We've had to move a lot of the high school tennis away from this site. I've had to move a lot of our tennis programming away from our site. And it'll just be great upon completion of this project to have these courts back up and going and being able to get everybody playing again.
Montana received roughly $1.6 million in 2019, up from $945,000 in 2018. Republican Senator Steve Daines and Democratic Senator John Tester are co-sponsoring a bill that supports full funding of LWCF. The Senate Appropriations Committee, which Daines sits on, has earmarked $475 million for LWCF in 2020. The House Appropriations Committee has earmarked about $524 million. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.